The Parshas Nitzavim is always, without exception, the Parsha we read right before Rosh Hashanah. You know, sometimes Nitzavim Vayech, sometimes just Nitzavim, but it's without fail, it's always the Parsha that we read before Rosh Hashanah. This is as so ancient that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, where he has the order of the davening and laning of the year, says it's already minhag pashut b'Yisrael. We read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, which means there's got to be some type of remez, you know, in the parsha that a message for Rosh Hashanah, especially as this year comes out just 24 hours later. We find in Rashi, when Rashi first works his way through the psukim al derech hapshat. And he says, Zeh pi Rashi fei pshuto, and then he starts working it through again, al pi drush. And he says two things, that when Am Yisrael heard, right, all the klolos in Parshas Kisavo, and they didn't forget about the klolos that there were in Parshas Bechukosai, they turned green, horiku pneim, and he said, mi achol lama b'chol eila, they're like really, really nervous. And Moshe's mefaisem atem nitzam yom kuchem. You're still standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harbeich astem. Right, you got him angry, and you're still here. So it's not as bad as it sounds, right? And that's a clear remez to Rosh Hashanah in the sense that we're about to face din, right? Real emas hadin. And what Moshe Rabbeinu told them at the time to calm them down for the tocha is the same message that we could use for ourselves in coming to face the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in just a very short amount of time when everything's up for re-evaluation. Right? The amazing thing is that Rosh Hashanah is the day we're on trial, and there is nothing in the tefillah about tshuva. There's nothing about being sorry. Right? We pick up with that after Rosh Hashanah, after the trial, Shoin Gendik. Right? After the whole thing, tzadikim were nechtam l'chaim, rishoyim l'misa, and the benonim, tluyim v'omdim. Why is that? And this also goes into the famous question that they ask, really you should have Yom Kippur and then Rosh Hashanah. Get yourself all cleaned up, lots of kapara, you walk in clean, you have more chance of passing, getting past the trial. Right. So Rashi says another thing in this week's parsha. That Am Yisrael switch was going miparnas leparnas, right? They're going up from leader to leader. The reins of leadership are being handed over from Moshe to Yoshua. So he made this type of ceremony. It's called a matseva. And then Rashi shows, it's also al Peter Merish, that this was done historically over and over again, like when Shmuel passed on the reins of leadership to Shaul. They have this type of event that's called, interestingly enough, a matseva. Right? So it's from the same root as the word nitzavim. And that's another clear remez to Rosh Hashanah, because everything is about to change. There's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a contract with reality 1 year at a time. There's the Hanhaga of 5778. Right? Now there's going to be a new Hanhaga, 5779. So we're really going miparnas leparnas, going from one Hanhaga, right, one administration, to another administration. By us, it's every year, not every once every four. Right? See, should be that way. Anyway, flux, in the shift, right, there's this matseva, and which we'll want to analyze this a little bit. Right, what does the term nitzavim mean? The word matseva mean? It means stability. Like Yatziv. Hisyatzvu ru'u es Yeshua Hashem. Right? And that is the opposite of what shana is. What does the word shana mean? Change, right? Yatziv means unchanging. Yatziv means unchanging. And whereas shana means shinui. Right? I think in the past we've mentioned the goyin. Our bracha on parnasa is mevarach hashanim, right? Why mevarach hashanim? Be mevarach kesef, right? We want a lot of money. Why mevarach hashanim? So says the goyin like this. Right? You know what the problem is that the money you have today, you're not going to have tomorrow. Right? There's constant shinui. Right? Things don't stay the same, and that's why you got to go to work every single day. Right? Because things are constantly in flux, and whatever you have today is going to shift out. Now, it doesn't have to be bad. It could be shinui l'teiva. All right, but one thing's for sure, shinui there will be. Right. The same, it won't be. That's the one thing that's vadai. Right, the question is whether it's going to be shinui l'ra, shinui l'teiva. So the mevorech hashanim, right? Rebarshim, we know everything's in flux, right? And there's the parnasa we have now may not even have it, you know, by the time the next tefillah comes around, right? Things are changing, right? At least let it be a blessed change. Let them change for better, but things are vadai changing. And that's mevorech hashanim, says the Goyin, that the shinui should be a shinui livracha, right? And not a shinui, right, the other way. But things are changing. Things are moving. The Medrash says in this week's parasha, brings the pasuk, hafoch l'roshayim ve'enam, ubeis tzadikim yamur. Says the Medrash, right, that the, what does this pasuk mean? Hafoch l'roshayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapech b'maasei dor hamabul ve'enam. He was mahapech b'maasei dor haflaga ve'enam, right? And it goes through all the different famous roshayim in history. He was hofech b'maaseim, right? And beis tzadikim yamur, Am Yisrael is the Am HaNetzach, the nation that never stops, right? That has gone through all the ups and downs. So says the Radziner, right? Look, what's that verb? Hofach b'maaseim. He flipped through their deeds. So it says like this, you know, the Radziner, you know, the Umas Ha'olam that don't want to depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So what do they depend on? Well, if you have a lot of natural resources, they depend on their oil and that stuff, right? If they have, a lot of money, they rely on that. If they have military might, they rely on that. They build it on a certain thing. You know, that's like the Tower of Babel. They built on that tower, right? And they built on their achdus, their unity. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Just have to flip. Just make them not understand each other, and the whole thing falls apart right away. Right? They build on one particular thing. All the Baruch Hashem has to do is just change that one thing that they depend on, and the whole thing collapses. Right? And that's what Chazal say, the Baruch Hashem never had to hit a nation twice, right, to bring it down. Never had to hit a civilization twice. And you didn't have to do it in a violent way. They depended. They built on one thing. All you have to do is just make that thing irrelevant, and the whole civilization collapses. Right? That's hafok. He's just mahapech. He just flips out that one thing that they were being soimach on. Right? And that type of flip happens anyway with the course of time. Things become irrelevant. Things wear out. Things move. Right? The one thing that doesn't change is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what the pasuk says. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I don't change. So what's the pasuk continue? Va'atem bnei Yaakov lo chilisem. Also, you're never going to wear out either. That means Am Yisrael gets their nitzchius, that we're Am HaNetzach, the nation that's made it through all the turns of events in history, that no civilization ever survived the turmoils and upheavals of the great wars. Right? Nothing was the same for anybody, except Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael makes it through all the shifts and all the changes, right? Because Am Yisrael is totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is unchanging. He's, so there's Shanim, there's Shinui, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. And therefore, Vatem Bnei Yaakov Lo Chilisem, right? Because you depend on me. Right? And that's what it means. We get our yitzivus, right? Our stability that we've been able to go through all the ups and downs of history and still be here because we're totally on He who doesn't change. We have to be totally in Him, right? If we're totally on in Yonei Olam Hazeh, everything eventually changes. And so with all the civilizations that depend on this and on that, those things eventually move. We depend only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad. And that's the side, the Sforim say, what Yaakov in his dream says, V'Hashem Nitzav Olav. Right, at the top of the ladder, which represents Shama, Hashem Nitzav Olav. The Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yitzivut. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu also says, Hisyatzvu Ure'u Es Yeshuas Hashem. Right, that you don't have to worry. Am Yisrael is in an untenable position. It's Mitzrayim in the back of them, right? And Yam was in front of them, right? Total opposite of stability, right? Being pursued from the back, in front is an ocean. Hisyatzvu uru'u es Yeshuas Hashem. And that's what it means. Also, the pasuk says, Lo'olam Hashem dvorcha nitzav bashamayim. Right, so says the Medrash. And we said a pasuk by Tashlich, right? Why hasn't the sun been extinguished yet, right? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Or, right? So, okay, but that was a long time ago, right? Because the Dibur of Yehi Or never stopped. Why is there still a sky? Because the Dibur of Yehi Rakia never stopped, right? But, you know, the Dibur of Hashem, Dvar of Chaim V'Kayom, just like He is every there and ever present, that's what gives the tokif to the Bria, that, you know, His Dvarcha Nitzav B'Hashemayim. But you have to tap into the fact that you see it as Dvar Hashem, right? And that's what gives Yitzivus, right? If you want to look at the Chitzonius of the Chitzonius of the physical, there's no Kiyum. In the day, it's interesting to note, in the days of the Rambam, you know, the world was considered to be, you know, Teva was good, perfect, absolutely perfect. And the Rambam writes in the Meira that which Chazal say, Shitaf Eishnin, Have Alma, V'chad Chorf, you don't have to believe that it's Kipshuto. Not the Kipshuto, because we see the Bria is a solid place. It's built to last, right? So he said, you know, could be Chazal meant it, you know, in a certain way. That's, you know, but often mefsuyam, because in his day it was that was the scientific opinion, that they thought the world was perfect. Right? Now in this day and age, now I'm no Greenpeace, I'm no environmentalist nut, I'm not, right? But you know, but we know the science says the world's not going to last forever. It's not, right? You know, the sun will eventually burn. Al pi teva. But, you know, that's in the chitzonius of it. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to abandon us, and eventually He's going to fix the world and make it. Hashemayim HaChadoshim, Veretz HaChadosha, and it's not going to be called that it's a mamish, a new world. It's going to be that it's all the same, you know, it's all the same world, mitzido, because His dibur never stops. But the facade, you know, the chitzonius of Gashmias is perpetually in flux. But we get past that facade. And we cling to the Dvar Hashem, the Olam Hashem Dvar Chamitzav Bashamayim, right? And that's what it means. Whenever, you know, the administration is about to change, there's big sfeikus, what's going to be? So they made a matseva. They made this, you know, ceremony called the matseva to remind us, you know, if you stick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, there's no Shinui, He doesn't change, you're safe. And you have nothing to worry about with this great transition that's about to happen. You don't know what the new administration is going to be like. Right, the certainty, right, that we get that we're going to make it through and we're going to survive this shift is because we cling to He who is unchanging, right? And this is the message: Atem nitzorim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So long as we face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing to worry about. We are yatsiv, we are safe, and we don't have to worry about the transition, right? And that's the most important thing. This is more basic than saying sorry for our sins, right? Because the main thing, right, that we could be on a track that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just a matter of improving our relationship with Him, with tshuva, right? But you're with Him, and the main thing is to be with Him, right? And then you have nothing to be afraid of. If you're not with Him, right, you have everything to be afraid of. Right? If you're with Him, you have nothing to be afraid of. That's why Rosh Hashanah has to come first. So you know, and this is the big nisayon of Rosh Hashanah. Even though we're on trial, we ignore saying sorry. We ignore making plea bargains and things like that. You know, the ikar svi mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu zar melech. That's the answer. If we cling to Him and we accept Him as our melech, no matter what the consequence is, we're assured we're going to survive. You don't cling to Him, you don't accept Him unconditionally, right? Then He leaves you up to, you know, the flux that the whole Bria is in. And that's why Rosh Hashanah has to come first. You know, we don't even have a right to say that we're sorry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What gives you the right to say sorry and you expect to be forgiven? Right? Well, if you're dedicated to Him unconditionally, then your sorry means something. If your sorry is just a way to survive a little bit longer, but you don't really care, now, why should you accept your apology? Right, the ikar is to be mamlechim, and that's the ikar koach of getting past the Yemei Adin. And that's what it says, you know, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Am Yisrael is tokea b'shofar, He gets up from Kisei Adin, and He's Yosef al Kisei Rachamin, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, at the time of creation itself, it says, Olah b'machshava li boros b'midas adin, ro'a shenu miskayim, Omat v'shitiv midas harachamim. It starts with midas hadin for reasons that, you know, we just ran out of time. I can't explain why the bria has to be built on din, but I'll just give you a hint. If there wouldn't be din, there wouldn't be gravity. If there wouldn't be din, there wouldn't be thermodynamics. All the laws, natural, come from midas hadin. Right, the world would be chaos if it wouldn't be built on the yesod of din. The natural laws are mushrash in the midas hadin. That's where all the laws come from. Right, it has to start with din. But the Ribbono Shel Olam himself wants to move din to rachamim because he wants the world. He wants the world. Right, so you got to get on board that you're with his midas hadin. I accept the din unconditionally because you're my melech. Right, melech b'mishra. I accept your law no matter what. So then the law itself demands that you have rachamim, because you're with the program, because that's the whole process. All of the machshavot brachim, shitim midas rachamim, we're on that flow of how he renews creation that starts with din and moves to rachamim. But it moves to rachamim if you're with the din, right? But if you're trying to avoid the din, skirt around it, you're not lifnei Hashem, right? Yeah. Good luck to you. You go out with the bria, Rebbe Roshem should help you, Makal Rebbe Roshem as our melech, and we have nothing to worry, and we'll make it through, and there won't be a blue wave.